Welcome in, everyone, to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. This show, we aim to help you become a more intelligent real estate investor. So glad to have you here. I am the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service turnkey rental real estate company. And so I've done thousands of rental real estate deals over the years, and it's interesting to watch these markets shift and change. And we are entering a new era here in 2021. The demand for housing is off the charts, affordable housing. Interest rates are at an all-time low. And looks like through 2024, we are going to see the Federal Reserve continue to pump money into Wall Street, which is good news for investors. But at the heart of all of this is the demand and the need for affordable housing. So today on the show, we're going to answer some of your questions from our Q&A episode. So you've given us some questions and we were going to answer those. It's very easy to do. Just go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton is how you can ask a question. Try to keep it to like 30 seconds or less. And we will try to answer those questions. By the way, if you're wondering, hey, new studio. Yes, I've been spending, you see the ladder in the background, building out the new studio all weekend while everyone else is dealing with a deep freeze right now. I thought it's a good time to be inside actually working on the new studio. So that's what we're building here at the Morris Invest headquarters, is like building a brand new studio, getting the sound panels in and everything. So excuse the construction dust, as they say. Okay, here is our first question today in our Q&A episode. This one comes from Robert. So Robert, take it away with your question.
Hi, Clayton. My name's Robert. I have a question about using equity in a property to purchase other properties. I have about $250,000 equity in one rental that cash flows a little over $1,000 a month. And I was curious if I should use that money to purchase several other properties that would get me approximately the same cash flow, but allow me to diversify out into four or five other properties versus just the one. Looking forward to hearing your response. Thank you.
Okay, great question, Robert. Yes, first of all, you cannot eat equity. You know, that's a thing I say repeatedly. You cannot eat equity. So if you've got equity in a property that's sitting there, use it, utilize it. The question, though, you talked about diversifying. It's not really a question of diversification, Robert. It's really a question of increasing your net worth, increasing your cash flow. So diversification doesn't really matter in this situation. But yes, I would absolutely, if you've got $250,000 in equity, I mean, like I think about the properties that I add to my portfolio on a regular basis, you know, like $35,000, $45,000 down payment, cash. And then I've got, you know, our interest, you know, I've got then our banks carrying the rest of the loan. So now you're able to, you could pick up four or five properties that way that are cash flowing anywhere from, you know, $1,500 to $3,000 a month per property. And so that's an, you know, that's a fantastic way to accelerate. I want you to also remember, Robert, if you're new to my channel, you might not have heard this or me talk about this, but there are three stages of real estate investing, right? There's a buy, own, and cash flow. So it sounds like maybe you're kind of new to the game. So you've got one property. So I don't want to make an assumption that you're in your 30s or 40s, but I don't think you're in your 80s, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but you are probably still in the buy phase, okay? Buy, own, cash flow. So at the beginning, let's not really focus too much on that cash flow. Probably you're still working, probably you're still making an income, probably you're still investing, you're in the prime of your earning potential years right now. So you're not, unless you're absolutely needing to live off of that cash flow, you're in the buy phase, brother. That means I want you to try to pick up as many properties as you can using other people's money, using the bank's money. I mean, at Morris Invest, that's what we encourage our clients. I think they're surprised when they get on the phone with us. They're like, we want you to keep as much of your own cash in your pocket. Because we, on our properties, our new construction builds that we have, we work with over 60 different lenders. And so the interest rates are so low that you could take a little of that money, Robert, and use it as a down payment and then have other people's money working for you. So that's the buy phase. And then once you actually pay those off, then you're in the owning phase, okay? And that's going to be a few years, but the entire time you're building equity because your tenants are paying your mortgage for you, right? Plus you get the tax benefits of that. And then third is the cash flow phase. Now, you know, you're in your 50s or 60s, and that's when you're, you just, all of that is just cash flow. right? You don't have a mortgage to worry about. So those are three stages. I think most people, they'll get so caught up in the cash flow that they forget that that's the last stage of the process. That's the stage where you get to reap all of the benefits of that down the line. Hope that answers your question, Robert. Thank you for a great question. Okay, our next question is from Chris. Let's listen in.
Hi, Clayton. Chris here. I have four investment properties and I hold them in a series LLC. I also use a traditional LLC with business checking and savings accounts to receive rents and pay expenses. Now, I do not commingle funds. That said, I use YNAB and I list my business accounts alongside my personal accounts. This allows me to show owner draws and contributions as in-out transfers. My question is this okay, or would you recommend I use separate YNAB budget files for business and personal accounts? Or would you even suggest I don't use YNAB to track business, but use something like QuickBooks instead? Thanks.
Well, great question, and I'm glad you're thinking in this way. It's very important that I say right here, I am not a CPA. I am not a financial advisor. And so your mileage may vary when it comes to this. I wish I had a cleaner answer for you, but we have a Lower Your Taxes tab on our website. I would work with a fantastic real estate CPA that understands real estate and the way that these funds can be moving. Yes, absolutely no commingling of funds. So I'm glad that you're doing that. But whether or not you should be using this over QuickBooks, you know, we use QuickBooks. That's just what we use internally with our CPA team. I don't want to tell you one way or the other what type of app to use. QuickBooks with our CPA team has been fantastic. So any of those expenses that come in for our rental real estate, we send them to the CPA. We let them know which property this is for. They, of course, then know what LLC is handling all of this. With a series LLC, obviously it's different because you've got one series LLC that's dealing with the properties instead of multiple individual LLCs. So again, please, please, please talk with your CPA. And I hope that they are a real estate friendly CPA. If they're not, if they don't understand this from an accounting perspective, then I would talk to the team at Wealthability. Again, go to our website. We have a tab on our website called Lower Taxes. So just go to morrisinvest.com/lower taxes. And you can even ask them that question for free. So just book a call with them, ask them that question specifically, and they will point you in the right direction as to what type of structure to set up for your software and whether or not you should be using QuickBooks. And I mean, the good news is you're not commingling funds. It's a huge mistake that people make. And I mean, it can really, really ruin a person if you are putting in personal funds with a business LLC for a rental property. And if you're paying for repairs of the rental property with your personal money instead of money from the LLC bank account, huge problem. So yes, we've got multiple bank accounts, multiple business bank accounts for our different LLCs that own our rental properties. But you will never see me personally ever paying to have a repair, fix a water heater out of my personal account. It has to come out of that particular LLC's bank account. But as far as the software question, please, again, go to our website, morrisinvest.com/lower taxes, and get on the phone and get a free consultation. Just ask them that question, and they might be able to help you in bigger ways than just that one question. So Chris, I hope that helps at least guide you in the proper direction on that software. Okay, our next question comes from Heather.
Hi, Clayton. I was wondering if it is possible to begin investing in real estate to make an income off of if you have no money down and not so great credit. It's something I've always been interested in, but I've never had the opportunity to. What are your thoughts? Is there a way that I can go about it? Thank you.
Yes, Heather. So when I started, I had no money. My credit was awful. I had about a 500 credit score. I had $75,000 worth of debt. And so when you're in that situation, okay, I've mentioned this a lot, but I want you to take this to heart. There are three things that you need when you're starting on a journey of real estate investing. There are three things you need to become a successful real estate investor. You need a deal. You need a house, right? You need a property. Maybe a single family, duplex, a commercial property. Anyway, you need a deal, right? You need something that's going to cash flow. Number two, you need people. You cannot do this on your own. You need, as I just mentioned to Chris, you need a CPA. You need a good accounting team. You cannot do this on your own. In fact, Robert Kiyosaki wrote a great book called More Important Than Money. I'll have a link to it in the description below. And it's about how a team is more important than money. Having a great legal team, having great lawyers, having a great CPA, having great contractors, great property managers. You can't do it on your own. And the third thing you need is money. Okay? Money, people, or a deal. Now, you don't have money. And your credit's not great. Okay? So, all you need is two out of the three. Or one out of the three. So, what will you be an expert in? And so, Heather, that is really incumbent upon you. We were just talking with our kids tonight about work ethic. And how my father, who just passed away 2 weeks ago, had a work ethic that is second to none. No one I have ever met or probably ever will had worked as hard as my dad, up at 5 a.m. and just always working to better himself and to provide and just learning, and no one was better. So what will you do, Heather? As we were talking to our kids tonight when they weren't coming down to help clean up dishes after dinner, and we're like, you know, are you earning your keep? Like, this is a team effort. Like, what are you going to do? So when I got started with real estate investing, I had, again, huge debt, terrible credit score. I couldn't get a loan and I had no money. So what did I do? I went out and I was like a dog with a bone. I found deals. Okay. I started driving for dollars in my neighborhood, looking for abandoned properties, looking for deals, calling Craigslist. So what will you do? So what you can do is learn how to wholesale. Okay. We have videos on our website. We'll have links to them in the description below on learning how to do that. You can also follow like the Driving for Dollars course. That's a great way to get started. So you can be out there finding deals, even using software to find deals. What happens is money will flow to you when you have deals. So if you've got a deal, guess what? People want good deals and the money will follow. And you might be able to get a finder's fee for $10,000, $15,000 for a deal. And that particular investor is going to pay you for finding that deal, saying, hey, Heather, great. Thank you for finding me that great property. I'm going to pay you a finder's fee. Now you've got $10,000, $15,000. Put that in the bank. Then, you know, then eventually you start getting in this deal flow where you can then hold on to those properties. That's the goal. You know, as a wholesaler. So there's a couple of ways to do it. I would encourage you though to you've got to put in the time, attention, and effort though. So if you don't have the money, then you got to put in the, you just be like a dog with a bone. Just go after it. Learn how to wholesale. You know, learn how to do something that requires $0 to get started, to get on Craigslist for sale by owner section and just start making phone calls. Learn how to wholesale, finding deals. That's what I would suggest. You know, that's how I got started. And I was out knocking on doors. I was out in snowy weather. My wife was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I had post-it notes I was putting on people's doors all over neighborhoods because I was looking for deals. That's how I got started. And, you know, thousands of properties later, that's where I started at the very beginning of this entire process. So anyway, I hope that helps. But investing in real estate, you can also partner with other people, Heather. So, you know, you might want to buy a rental property. You have no money, but if you can find a deal, maybe you find someone, you know, on LinkedIn or at your local RIA real estate meetup group that has money and wants to go in 50-50 on a property with you, or is willing to put up that down payment money and you'll take less on the back end, you know, 70-30 split. So there's any number of ways to construct this. You just got to be creative and you can't be lazy. That's the bottom line. Laziness will not work if you want to get ahead. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. The reason that you took the time out of your day to leave a phone message because you're interested in this and you want to take things to the next level, do it. Do it. Other people wouldn't have done what you did. So I thank you for that. So please, you guys can give me a call, leave me a message, and I'll answer your questions to the best of my ability. Go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. That's the website. And leave us a 30-second voicemail message if you'd be so kind. And I will try to answer those questions for you. If you are ready to take the plunge into real estate investing and you want a team that will do it for you from top to bottom, you're ready to invest in a fully done for you turnkey real estate property, brand new construction, with a tenant already in place, cash flowing? Yes, then give us a call. Go to morrisinvest.com and book a 30-minute call with us. We will jump on the phone with you, walk you through our process, and we will take great care of you. That's what we do all day long. So thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Thank you for subscribing and smashing that like button. Really, really appreciate it. Until next time, everyone, go out there, take action like Heather's going to do, and get involved in real estate investing. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.